Well, let's think of the message. The first two verses tell us that, like David, we're all going to face battles. Okay? Let's think about what battlefields. I mean, I doubt if, you know, when you get to your subdivision tonight, you're going to see trenches and, you know, the Hezbollah setting up their anti-tank missiles to shoot at you. We don't have that. But what we need to remember as we look back at this psalm is that we're all facing battles as we go through everyday life. How about something we're all going to face soon? Work, okay? Going to work. Think about the modern workplace. It's cutthroat these days. Enduring personal attacks and abuse are the norm as more and more people compete for fewer and fewer jobs with less and less job security, right? Remember, my dad worked the same building for 46 years, made more money every year of his life, retired, and now he earns more than he ever earned any day he ever worked full time. I mean, that is like the dinosaurs. That is gone. I mean, he had full everything coverage. He has full hearing coverage and eye coverage and teeth coverage and body coverage and every coverage. And it, with General Motors, and it's just they just kind of ask him to come use it. That's gone. Job security's gone. This prompts the workplace, prompts the use of weapons around you like lying and slander and gossip, misrepresentation, bribes, stealing, falsification, blame shifting. People do that to gain personal advancement. They try and undermine you and say, oh, I don't know, just so they can get ahead. And that goes on all the time in the workplace. And I wonder, how many enemies does it take to make someone's life miserable? Just one persistent one. Also, maybe it's not the workplace that becomes our battlefield. How about home? What about home? Maybe you and I will never face an army led by our son. You notice that it says in the superscription, by his son, Absalom. Maybe our son will never seek to destroy us and take our throne like David was facing. But we may someday face the slander, the attack, and the abuse and the hatred of our children. We can face them betraying what we stand for, even seek to undermine our family or our role as parents. That's what David was facing. Or we can face slander and attack and abuse like David faced in another way. How about the one closest on earth to us, our husband or wife? What about if they turn against us with no warning, desert us, seek to harm us, or just torment us by breaking their lasting promise that they would, as we hear at every wedding, till death us do part? I wonder if that's the most lied about thing in our culture. Probably not, but it's getting to be half and half of those that do make it to the end. Others can face their parents turning against them, abandoning them, slandering them, whatever it is. Life is hard, sin is horrible, and people seem to be able to harm us so easily. That's why David says at the end of verse 2, Selah. You know what he's saying? Stop. Look around. I'm facing Absalom. What are you facing? What battle are you facing? He said, we all have battles. Stop and think about, it might not be Absalom, it might not be on the other side of the Jordan, but what battlefield are you in? Stop and think about it. That's what this third psalm is constructed for us to do. Think about those who are saying to us, as it says at the end of verse 2, there's no help for him in God. You don't have a breath of a chance. You don't have any way you're going to make it. That's what the enemies say.